Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk sales, and I'm going to share with you 7 tips to help you sell more. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. You can even watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since family vacations. I just got back last night after a 2-week family vacation, and I'm not sure I've ever been gone from work this long, to be blunt. And it was wonderful. Spending time with my extended family, not really my extended family, my wife, my 4 kids. 2 of them are married. One of them has a fiance. The other one's girlfriend came along. And then, of course, our granddaughter. It was great. And we don't get a chance to do this very often. And it was an incredible blessing. And it made me realize how fortunate I am to have the family at home that I have and the team at Grunder Landscaping Company and the team at the Grow Group. I can't wait to go on another vacation with them. And I know to do that, folks, I got to work hard, I got to stay focused, and I got to watch my pennies. Nothing wrong with any of that, all right, to get your head back in a great place. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. Tactics to help you sell more. You know, everywhere I go, folks, I hear that sales are the challenge right now. In fact, I had an opportunity to talk to one of my main competitors here in Dayton a couple weeks ago. Something I had not done for 10 years with this particular gentleman. And he said to me point blank, and I quote, "Sales are really hard to come by this year." And I'm going to be blunt with you. I did not take any satisfaction in hearing that because I've learned through the years, 40 years in business, folks, I want everyone to do well. When everyone does well, we all do well, folks. I truly believe that. But it did reinforce once again that sales are very hard to come by. And here's 7 things I think you can do to help make more sales. Number 1, handle it on the front end the right way, all right? Whatever way they came in, whatever inbox they came in, be it a voicemail system, an email, whatever it is, handle it right. I see so many voicemail systems and systems for collecting incoming leads that they're just terrible. I see people who wait too long to get back to prospects in our work at the Grow Group with the owners and leaders of landscaping companies. We talk about how speed kills here at Grunder Landscaping Company. That's kind of some Midwest slang, and we'll talk about it here a little bit more. But I think you've got to think about what would impress you if you called a company, whatever company it is. You can even dream that it's a landscaping company, and you wanted to do business with them. Are you doing that? How are things handled when your phones ring? How are things handled when someone submits a web request to your company? Do you check your autoresponder? Because ours burps once in a while. We've had to watch it, all right? So just be smart about what you're doing and be easy to be gotten a hold of. Nothing is more frustrating than for somebody to go and inquire on your website and they don't hear from anybody. There should be an automatic email that comes back and says, "Thanks for your inquiry on Grunder Landscaping. One of our professionals will be back with you in no less than 3 business hours," or whatever it is when you're open. Be clear about what it is and handle it right. If you're getting behind and you can't meet with somebody, you don't just not call them back till you can meet with them. You call them back and you try to save it. You know, I call it a little bit of the Chick-fil-A effect. When you go in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru, if there's a really long line, I think prospects are inclined to stay there because they know somebody's going to take their order and it's going to go fast. If you see a McDonald's line that's backed up, I think a lot of people are like, "I'm not getting in that. Forget that." It's the Chick-fil-A effect. When you talk to someone right away and they take your order, you feel like, okay, I know what's going on here. Someone's communicated to me. How can you do that in your own business? All right. So number 1, handle it right on the front end, whatever way those leads are coming into you. Number 2, on the calls you go on, be on your toes, folks. And what this means is it means listening first and foremost and paying attention to the 10-step selling process that we teach in our virtual selling boot camps. I put a flow chart of what the 10-step selling process is in the show notes to remind you. And if you haven't done a virtual sales bootcamp, now's the time to sign up. October 2nd and 3rd is the next one. Won't you join us? Trust me, I'll rock your world with sales there. Chris Penchek, our strategic partner at McFarland Stanford, helps us, and it'll be a great way for you to get better at sales. But back to being on your toes. What did the prospect or client say they wanted when you met with them? Confirm verbally before you leave. Write all that down. Send it on to them when you get back on an email. Let's make sure that there's no misunderstanding. Many landscape sales pros do not do that, folks. And you will stand out in a sea of sameness if you pay attention and you're on your toes. Probably goes without saying. Maybe you have folks that are representing you, but they need to smell good. They need to look good. Don't park in the driveway on residential calls. Don't park in the owner's spot at a business. It's not about you, for goodness sakes, folks. It's about making a sale. Don't give a prospect or a client any reason to believe anything other than you are the best choice for their job. You know, it's hard. I know it is. And we often talk about when we're hiring salespeople here at Grunder, I say, do they pass my ding-dong test? And what I mean by that is they stand at the door or they stand in an office, they ring a buzzer to get in or they ring a bell for you to open up the front door, and the door opens and the prospect or client sees that person. Would my late mother, the sweetest woman in the world, Mary Ellen Graham, would she be impressed by that person? If she wasn't, we're not going to hire them. They got to pass the ding-dong test. They got to look good. They got to smell good. They got to be good. And oftentimes, the way you look does communicate a lot about what you think in business. All right, number three, speed kills. The term speed kills, I think it's probably Midwestern slang, actually. But what it means is, basically, the faster you get back to someone, the greater your chances for making a sale. Think about that yourself and how you buy. Do you like buying from someone who's hard to communicate with, that is slow? I don't. I'll go find someone else who wants my business. You're not doing a favor for me for quoting my work or showing up. I'm doing a favor for you by hopefully spending some money with you to make your business work. It's a privilege that they have called you. Don't ever forget that. And owners that are listening to this, have your salespeople watch this on YouTube or listen to it on your podcast, text it to them, because they got to understand this. All right. Also, think about what your behavior is in getting the quote back to them quickly. Think about what that says. Does it say you want the business or does it say you don't give a darn? I think it says you want the business. So speed kills, as we say in the Midwest, and it wins sales. It really does. Number four, be detailed on your proposals. Get the name right. List everything you're going to do and not do. Have a detailed proposal that your attorney has hopefully reviewed. Don't go overboard with the legalese, but at the same time, understand the issues and exposure you have. Recently, I hired a landscaper to do some work for me in another state at a property I own, and to be blunt, the entire process was eye-opening to me. I realized that Grunder Landscaping Company does a lot right, but I also saw them do some things not very well that we don't do that well either, and we all need to be aware of. The contractor did not have a detailed contract. They did not have a detailed drawing. They were very nice people, and I liked them. And honestly, I also couldn't find anybody else I thought I could get along with. And guess what? There were issues. And quite frankly, they have no leg to stand on now, and I really don't feel sorry for them. They chose not to take the time to put details in writing. I was smart enough to write in a couple notes on what they called a proposal, which really was looked like a bill, and I did a drawing for them so that I could get this thing as close as I wanted it. But there were still issues, and they've had to come back out and redo, which was very costly for them and frustrating to me, the client. It didn't help them any. They haven't made the kind of margin off this little job that they should have, and we'll get around it, and they have done a nice job overall. But the few problems I've had easily could have been avoided with more thought on the front end. There's no reason for this. I see this all the time in our consultancy at the Grow Group, folks. Contractors and business owners say and think that they don't have time to set up things right. They just can't. They're too overwhelmed. They'd love to do that someday. But you know, the irony in that statement is that the reason they don't have time and are overwhelmed is because they never take time to set things up right and don't learn from their mistakes and get all embroiled in all kinds of controversies and all kinds of money-losing things. By the way, here's a commercial. Come to the Grunder Landscaping Company field trip. There's several more this year. They're attached in the show notes. A link is in them. And I promise you, we can show you a blueprint for an exceptionally well-run and highly profitable company. And to keep it real, we ought to be well-run and we ought to be profitable after 40 years in business, huh? Pay attention to the details. Number five, be honest. While preparing for this edition of The Grow Show, I asked Seth Flum, our company president, the top three things that he thought great salespeople do. And he shared three with me that we're going to finish up with five, six, and seven. He said, be honest, and the next two I'll share with you here in a minute. But, you know, he's right. And it is hard to be honest at times, I think. Especially hard when you're trying to sell a prospect or client something that they may not want or like to hear, but you need to tell them it. You have to. You have to be blunt with them. You have to speak to the horticulture and the construction of things. I remember many years ago, it was probably about 18 years ago, now that I think and process it, there was a cardiologist that we were doing a quote for, and it was a pretty large overall job. It was probably close to $100,000 worth of work. We did not get the job. The doctor wanted me to build a retaining wall in his backyard around a beech tree. Well, I know beech trees, and I knew this 18 years ago, they don't take to construction. They will die after a year or so. And I said, Doc, I'm not going to put a wall there because if we put that wall to hold up that whole tree, it just doesn't make any sense. It's an unnecessary expense. You need to take the tree down and regrade the backyard. If you build this very expensive retaining wall and then the tree's not there, the yard's not going to look right. Like it's not going to make any sense. I don't think you should do it. And he got mad at me. I remember him telling me, boy, you know, where service is always in season, huh? The customer's not always right. I said, I do not want to build a wall like that because I know that tree is going to die. And if it dies, I'm going to look bad and I feel like I'm taking your money. I was really nice about it. I was tactful, but he didn't like it. And so he went with another company that built the great big wall. And I'll be honest with you, I laughed a little bit, but it was also sad when 2 years later, I saw them with a crane cutting down this large diameter beech tree that had died in the backyard. Now, I've never had the guts to walk in his backyard and see what they did, but there just was no reason for it. I had a client several years ago that told me the spots in his front yard were not from his dog. It was from fertilizer. Folks, it was obvious it was dog urine. It was obvious. We soil tested it and it came back as dog urine. I had to show the client the test and say, listen, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. It's not fertilizer burn. And if we don't do something with your dog, the yard's never going to look right. That finally did get through to him. And I think because I stayed calm and I showed facts and I had a tactful way of showing him that, we won in the long run. This struggle is real, folks. It does get easier to do when you have a relationship, and it also gets easier to do when you're 56. And if you're watching me on YouTube, you can see I'm pointing to my gray hair, but you got to do it. And you need to train your salespeople to do the same. We role play on delivering bad news, and you know what? It works. So Seth talked about being honest. I agree with him. Number six, Seth's second one was do what you said you would do. For goodness sakes, folks, it seems like a lot of people don't do this anymore. I can't tell you how many times I've had a contractor tell me they were going to do something and they didn't show up. We'll be back tomorrow to fix this. Be that at my house, at my office, for my car, whatever it is. Suit alterations. I mean, I could go on and on, folks. But, you know, when you get back to people, when you do what you said you would do, when you are on time, when you remember what you said that you promised, when you're taking notes, because I know how it goes. In a conversation with a prospect or client, you see dollar signs, you see a job going up on the schedule board. I get it. There's excitement. You want to do it. And I think sometimes we say things that we're not really thinking through because we're in the heat of sales. I am a lot better salesperson today than I was 20, 30 years ago because I know I got to be careful. I know my job is to underpromise and overdeliver. It's not to overpromise and underdeliver. It's the exact opposite. It's to do what I said I would do. Do what you said you would do. When I leave a call, we recap a meeting and we go and we do just that. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And if you don't do what you said you would do, the trust is cooked and you will not recover. Your business will not grow. You will not get referrals. And then number seven, Seth's final one is a great one to end on. He said, always be looking. I often call this always be selling or ABS, and it is an art. I'm good at this. Seth is a master at this. We have a couple sales professionals here at Grunder that are really good at it. And we have other people, quite frankly, that need to learn how to be better at it. What is professional? Be that. Talk about things that we do here and where we're at. It's so important to always be looking for sales. And a professional is someone who is always watching out in the best interest of their clients. I have a wonderful doctor, Dr. Nick Davis. I pay Dr. Davis to help me live a longer life. So when I go in to see him, if he would happen to see a lesion or something on my forehead, he's not a dermatologist, but I don't know what those things are. I expect Dr. Nick to tell me. Recently, a year or so ago, Dr. Nick said, hey, you may not want to do this, Marty. It's $400, but it's a blood test called a Galleri test, and it can really analyze your blood. I think it would be smart. I know you're always trying to do whatever you can to stay healthy. If you're not interested, it's fine. If you are, we can do the blood work. Let's see, $400. Lot of money. Yes, it is. But to help me live a longer life, I'll do it. So I did it. All right? You should always be looking for something else. You're the professional. You should always be selling. When you go on a commercial property and you bid it for the first time, when you turn in your maintenance quote, there should also be, here's five other things that we can do. I'm quoting you the most important thing I think you should do. If you want me to quote the other four things I saw, we could. But for here, right now, this is what I can do. You go on a residential call, and they want you to do screening in the backyard. But while you're there, you go walk through the backyard, and you see it's mushy, and you tell them, listen, I know you want to put screening back in here, but if we don't get this water out of here, it's not going to work. Can I give you a price for drain tiles? Yes, you can. Hey, you know, here's the price for screening. Here's the drains. After we met, I walked around your yard some more and all the downspouts just terminate at the foundation. I'd like to take them all out. We'll put them all in this curtain drain. We'll take them out the back and we'll drain them in the pond. That's an option. You don't have to do it. I think it would be smart to do it. What do you think? It's things like that, all right? Remember, we never, ever want to ram things down prospects' throats and clients' throats. But we do want to stay professionally pushy. Pictures in our business, folks, are worth a thousand words. Showing them things that don't look right when they're looking at their kitchen table. That's what the front of my house looks like. Oh my gosh, that looks terrible. There's so many things you can do, folks. Let's think about the seven things we talked about today on the Grow Show powered by Steel. Number one, handle it right on the front end. Number two, be on your toes. Number three, speed kills. Number four, be detailed. Number five, be honest, as Seth said. Number six, do what you said you would do, as Seth said. And always be looking or always be selling. It's out there, folks. We are going to have a record year here at Grunder Landscaping Company, and we're going to exceed our budget. It is so exciting. But sales are tough, right? Sure they are. But you can either spend your time commiserating with other losers about how bad things are, or you can spend your time doing what winners do, which is put their head down and they get to work. If you know, if you do the latter, you can do it. And I know it's not easy, but it is rewarding, the feeling you have when you win over the disappointment and stress that comes from losing. I hope I helped you in a small way. And I hope you'll join us on October 2nd and 3rd for our virtual sales boot camp. You'll be glad you did. Well, folks, that's going to do it for the Grow Show powered by Steel this week. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps us find more success-minded professionals. And you know what? If you really want to help us, take this episode right now and text it to a friend or two. Maybe you can help them. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show powered by Steel. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.